The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada on TalkZone.com.
We call this the two-hour NFL Hall of Fame show. What a great yell, Larry. Wow. He sounds good, didn't he, David?
He did, and he was talking about tackling Jimmy Taylor back in the day and Jim Brown. Two tough running backs.
Too tough, and there's no need for an introduction for our next guy coming up here because I still got his autograph when I was 8, 9 years old. I've got relatives that live in Milwaukee, and we used to go up to the Green Bay Packers training camp up there in Green Bay, and he, number 31 was my guy. My guy, my fullback.
Because that's who you're pairing yourself after. Because you're a
right.
running back, tight end,
damn
bruising
right.
type.
How we doing, Jimmy Taylor?
Doing fine.
All
good
right.
to hear from you this morning.
Hey, you betcha, man. Hey, thanks for taking some time to talk some football with us, man. You know, everything I said, man, I tell you what. I was the biggest Green Bay Packer fan growing up, and I lived in Seattle.
And then you go play for the Bears.
Then I go play for the Bears. What the hell? Unbelievable. But I had 14 good wars against the Packers, you know, 7 in Lambeau, 7 at Soldier Field during my 7-year career here with the Bears. And my mom pulled out, I was out visiting my folks a couple years ago, and she pulled out this picture, Jimmy. And it was you and me and Paul Hornung and Lombardi and Bart Starr, and I'm just kind of standing in the middle as a little towhead kid about 7, 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Boy, did that bring back some memories.
Yes, uh-huh, some good memories.
You bet. But David tells me you've got a book coming out.
Yeah.
Or it is out.
It's been out a little bit. We had the first signing up in Canton, Ohio for the induction of the
okay.
this year's players.
Beautiful.
And it's called The Fire Within.
The Fire Within. That sounds good. Do you got Paul Hornung as your publicist?
No. No, I didn't. He's done a few books, but this is a little biography of my growing up and my years with the Pack.
Fantastic.
Jim, David Spada here. Why is it that Green Bay football fans are so intense, so dedicated? Everybody says it's the perfect place to be a football fan, Green Bay, because they live, die, eat it all year.
Exactly. Well, it's always been like that, I think. But my first year there, we had a little bit of a rough time. We set a standard or record for the least amount of victories in 1919 when the team got their franchise. So. And Lombardi came the second year and started to turn the program around, and we were very satisfied and pleased and happy to have Lombardi join the Packer leadership in the 59 season.
Wow. That's, the play for a legendary coach like Vince Lombardi, that had, heck, I always kid people. I said, during my career, I had 4 head coaches, 5 offense coordinators, a lot of revolving doors.
That's pretty standard now with these 32 teams with the NFL.
Yeah, a lot of free agency moving around. But back when we played, Jimmy, man, there was no free agency.
Mm-hmm.
It's either their way or the highway.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So tell me, those legendary stories about Vince Lombardi, I'm sure that most of them are true. What,
yeah.
Anything special that sticks out in your mind?
Well, I think that, he just moved the players to the higher level, and we had the talent there, and it was just move the chains and just control, violence and football, where we put Nitschke and our defense out there, and Bart didn't have a strong arm to throw 30, in ball possession, you move it on the short first down, chains.
Right.
Was there ever any animosity between you and Paul Hornung saying, I want the ball? No, I want the ball.
No, I don't think. I think Paul saw that I was the workhorse and I was durable to be able to take it 20, 25 times a game, consistently game in and game out and be productive. So I think he, accepted his role. This is where Lombardi had each player's role, and he maxed out their productivity to the team concept.
Yeah, David asked me before we came on the show this morning. He goes, "Well, what was Jimmy? With Paul Hornung? Was he the inside guy, outside guy, whatever?" I says, "Well, he's the yin to the yang. I mean, come on. I mean, if it wasn't for Jim Taylor taking the inside and making all those blocks for Hornung, because Hornung never blocked." Oh, he tried to a couple times. I'm just kidding, you know.
On an off-tackle play, he had the responsibility of the linebacker. And he could tie him up. And, you know, and if they had stunts, they would go in one direction, take them in the direction they want to go, and I'd be able to cut back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm just joking with Paul. I love him. We've had him on our show a couple, two or three times. And, you know, there's one thing, you know, because when I grew up, I had the blonde hair, the wavy hair, and I used to comb it back just like Paul Hornung.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You guys were my guys. Heck, I had resembled you and did what you guys did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause the Bears had no running backs back then before Gale.
Well, yeah, exactly, but we were fortunate in 75 to draft a pretty good running back out of Jackson State University, Jimmy, what are you doing today? You just taking life easy, playing some golf?
Yeah, well, not so much. I do lots of charity work. We were just up in Buffalo and Chris, and they're 50 years in the league and went on to Canton mm-hmm. for one of their fundraisers with lots of sponsors and things, and one of them was gone 2 weeks and on the book tour and the signing into Green Bay and Milwaukee. So right now I've been pretty busy. I'm just trying to enjoy life and possibly make some nice cruise ship trips and things, and just looking to maybe get the, you know, I've done so many charities throughout this mm-hmm. country for the last 50 years. And so I'm looking to maybe pull back a little bit.
Yeah,
Jimmy, did you ever tell Jim Brown, look, I'm the only guy who led the league in rushing while you were playing?
Well, you know, he's a great, probably the greatest running back in the history of professional football. And I had my identity and I played to my maximize with the Green Bay Packers and, you know, move on. I mean, it is what it is. Unless, I had no looking back on my career. I feel like that I maxed out with Lombardi and our championships, and now my, you know, everyone can, you know, I mean, the players that are voted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that's the highest possible honor you can receive as a professional football player.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're talking with Jim Taylor, Hall of Fame fullback for the Green Bay Packers, wore the jersey number 31, has a book out, The Fire Within. Jim, where can we find that book? What is it in some stores? Amazon.com?
Yes, Barnes & Noble and Barters and around.
Okay.
And it's short, and, you know, you can find it. It's being exposed, and we're Amazon.com mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we got a nice weekend here of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday signings here in Baton Rouge. The LSU Tigers are playing Tennessee at this 2:30 on Saturday, so we're back home here. We've been gone 2 weeks, so we got some book outings here in Baton Rouge here on the LSU campus.
Mm-hmm. You played at LSU, of course, and are you are currently now living in Baton Rouge?
Yes, this is home for me. I grew up here.
Gotcha.
Left to go down with the Saints for the mm-hmm. short stay
right
down there and complete my 10th season of my career, and then went on and did some radio color and scouting with the Saint organization. And,
boy,
and, back, you know, returned back to Baton Rouge.
Coming from Baton Rouge to Green Bay, Wisconsin, that'd be quite a little shock.
Well, you know, we were very young and naive.
That's
and
right.
Very immature, and so it was just time to start to grow up and mature. It's kind of, you know, like the same levels of maturing when you're 8 and 12 and 14 years old. You
right
start to mature to become a man, and mm-hmm. same is true with the football and the moving on in your life.
Take us back to the Ice Bowl a little bit, okay?
Well,
and you know, first of all, what was the actual temperature, minus 16, 15, whatever it was? That was the actual air temperature. But the actual wind chill had to be 35 below zero.
Yeah, very chilly. But Are you referring to the 67 game now? Because 66 was my last season with the Packers. We played Kansas City in the first Super Bowl.
Okay, okay.
And I came on to New Orleans with their new franchise.
Ah, got you. Okay,
Tom Pierce was awarded the the head coaching job, the old Packer receiver coach for many years.
All right, so you had already left the Packers when that game was played the following year, correct?
Yes. Okay.
He was smart. He got out of town.
Well, anyway, I know you played in a lot of cold games like I did, but
Go back to the 62 championship in Yankee Stadium.
There you go.
That was a frigid there, probably 20, 25 below, and and we didn't wear any of that. We
spandex.
Wore the ripple sole shoes, the coaching shoes. I don't think I wore gloves.
That's unbelievable,
that
isn't it?
Pretty chilly game. We both out there, and I ended up with Sam Huff would work me over. I ended up with 31 carries.
Wow.
Gave most in my whole career, and I think it was 85 yards, and I was crashing. The ball possession, that wind was swirling, and boy, Sam Huff came in there and crunched me on a particular play, and he says, "You stink, Taylor." So we get up and go back to the huddle, and we get down in there about the 12, 14 yard line. I hit an off tackle and cut back, and that was the only touchdown that we scored, and I scored it from 14 yards out. I said, "Sam, how do I smell from here?" I was in the end zone.
Talking a little trash back then.
Oh, that's great.
We always had a little humor injected in.
You bet. Back in those days, though, you didn't really see a whole lot of trash talking, David. But I tell you even in my area, started getting a little bit. But, boy, today it's just common. I mean, these players are chirping. And
after a first down.
Exactly.
It's all about me. It's a me, type of attitude now that the coaches just cannot get over or get through. And it reflects on the performance and the play of the players. So let's move on. Pick another subject.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a question for you. There's been a debate for 40 years between Bears and Packer fans. Who is the better middle linebacker, Butkus or Nitschke?
Well, they ride on the same parallel. Just great, great linebackers. Urlacher is a tremendous linebacker here. We're watching the game the other night where the Bears took care of the Packers in that ball game. It was just kind of, both played, good football and get down to the last. But I think the Packers, both of them, I guess, they're rushing games. You just put the ball in the air that many times, just too much can happen.
Yeah, that's
either
true.
You got an incompletion, you got an interception, or, complete. So it's just, you can't win throwing the ball 50 times a game consistently.
I'm in a couple fantasy leagues, Jim. You know what? I mean, the only reason is because of my kids. I've got a son and a senior in high school, a quarterback, and a son in college, a senior quarterback, and they both play. And, the fantasy leagues, but my number one draft pick in my two leagues is Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is by far, just a machine. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at that Green Bay offense and you've got the Jennings Finley, they rip it up, and we were just very, very fortunate to win that game with that fumble at the end there. I mean, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turned out great for us, though.
Jim, I don't get the Bears. They've had first and goal from the 1 yard line in two of the three games, and they can't get the ball in. Forte cannot seem to get through. Is it that hard to score at the 1 yard line?
Yes, it is, and it's some particular, defenders and things, and do you learn your lesson, or is it, can't learn at all? Are you just so stubborn and hard-headed that you don't want to take any three-pointers and do things and come up with a play, and other teams are determined to stop you, and they do.
They do. I keep telling people, Jimmy, that once you get in that red zone, the whole field shrinks. I mean, it gets tighter and tighter and tighter, and there's not much room for the receivers or the running backs. But for some reason, when you get to that 1 yard line, that defense just digs in, and you've got about eight or nine of the guys right there on the line, just coming after you. So it is hard to score. And we were so fortunate when I played because we just had Walter would leap about 7 feet in the air and just go over the top.
But Jimmy had 83 yeah. rushing touchdowns. He was doing something right, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jimmy,
yeah.
Raymond Berry brought this up to us a couple weeks ago. He said you play for field goals early so you don't need to go for touchdowns late. Do you agree with that, that when you should have a chance to kick a field goal on 4th and 1 from the 1, you should do it rather than try to pound it in?
Yes. You know, he's done some coaching also, and he's an outstanding, you know, receiver, and I think very highly of Raymond Berry.
Wow. Hey, we're talking with legendary fullback number 31 of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer. And, you know, we just got a couple of minutes here. You know, it's just the Bear Packer rivalry, you know, when you played, it had to be a lot more intense when I played.
Well, it was, and the fans and the media and the players, look forward to the, you know, the rivalry and playing the good, tough, solid, football teams that brings out the best in each side of the ball.
Yeah, Charlie Lambeau, George Halas. I mean, those are the originals of the originals. You know, the oldest rivalry in pro football.
You know what upsets me is when today's players on the Bears and Packers say it doesn't mean anything. It's just another game. I don't think they understand the history of the game.
Well, they don't because they can't get beyond their own. It's all about me. No, forget the team concept. Forget those other words, earn and deserve. Throw those right out the window. I mean, yeah, let's don't go there.
Wow, yeah. We got the baby boomers and we got the X generation, Jim. That's the me.
Very distasteful to even try and interact and comprehend with some of the mentality of some of these. And they all love that big money and picking up those checks, but their agents say, when you get close to that sidelines, get out. Don't get hit. And don't, you know, it's just that. Maybe some of the courage and the real, you know, players today. I won't go there either. Let's move on.
I'm going to pick up the book. The Fire Within, and I hope you dedicated a chapter toward that. I would, you know, because more of us older guys got to speak out a little bit on that. And I'll drop the subject.
Right. Jimmy, I just had my 75th birthday, you know, a week ago.
Well, yes, September 20th. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
I know we
just saw where Raphael Wright had a heart attack this morning in the newspaper.
Oh, goodness.
It showed the old, good, very good friend of mine. I've been with him in the last since he's gone into the hall there, and I don't know how the severity or anything. It just says, you know, he had a heart attack in the last couple of days.
And we just lost a dear friend of Robin's, George Blanda here, another Hall of Famer.
Yeah, great guy.
Great guy. Loved his golf. His golf.
He did. He was a very, here again from the older school, but just a tremendous person as well as on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
Who was the hardest guy who ever hit you in the NFL?
Well, Butkus is right up there.
I'm sure
George
would be.
And Joe Fortunata.
Yeah, Big Bear.
Larry Morris. All your linebackers are, you know, your key tough guys on defense, knowing that, you know, I'm going to end up with the ball, you know, majority of the time. And it just makes for the real, you know, excitement in the game.
Jim, what was your favorite moment in the NFL?
Favorite moment?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe being, trying to be the team player for the
winning championship,
being acknowledged, I guess, in 62 of the MVP of the league. And so
there you go.
That would have to be a cherished, you know, winning.
You know, you have all the personal honors and all that, but see, David never played the game. He's an attorney. See, winning championships will stick in your mind, and having that ring on your finger will carry you your whole life. Okay, one particular game, yeah, great, boom, boom, boom. You know that's whatever, but you know it's all about the team. It's all about winning championships and the camaraderie ship that you have with your players.
Exactly.
With your teammates.
That's the whole backbone of they got Wards, Boo Koodles, you know, that has no bearing. I can look back and look in the mirror and see if I like what I see and what I've achieved and accomplished on the concept of a team person, one of 11 people.
Right.
This is similar to a little bit of what I started, I think, to establish early in life as a basketball player at my high school where Bob Pettit had played.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the varsity team as a freshman and became a pretty decent player, you know, and just as a ninth grader when you're 15 years old. So you start to mature and start to develop. And, oh, you know, our team went to all district, all city, and this and that, and played it. Ended up being state champs, and your career's moved along as all state All-American. Played with a friend of mine from De La Salle in the All-American game in Murray. So you can reflect back on that. And this is where it all started as an athlete to become, move on to become a professional football player.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy, it's been a privilege and an honor to have you on this morning for us, the Barely Legal Show, and it's just a wonderful treat for me. I can't tell you the number of games watching you as a kid and growing up and getting my autograph picture taken with you when I was a young little toehead kid. But it's just been a thrill for me. And one thing great about being a talk show host at times, you get to talk to people that you've never really had a conversation with, but you just admired them your whole life, you know. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And let me say these other two players, Earl Legg and Durwood Graham, that played here at LSU and went on to become professional players. One with the Bears there. And
right.
Outstanding good friends of mine and dear friends. Joe Fortunato, I knew him from Natchez, Mississippi after our retirements and all.
Mm-hmm.
Just
a
real bonding and friendship between players of opposing teams.
Jimmy, beautiful. I want you to yell at Robin. I've got all his boyhood idols on. My favorite football player of all time, Dan Marino, he still has not delivered to me.
It's too young for me. Anyway,
right.
Hey, Jim, God bless. You are a real ambassador to the game, to the NFL, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
Love
you,
bud.
Keep the fire within.
All right.
Thank you. Very appropriate.
Thanks,
thank
Jim.
You.
All right,
that's Jim Taylor. We're going to take just a short break, and then I'm anxious to get Mr. Matt Steff on the phone with C Prime and talk some bracelets, David. How's
Sounds
that?
Great.
We'll be back in a couple seconds. If you or someone you know is one of millions that are without prescription drug coverage, the Provision Rx free pharmacy discount card can help. Get yours at robinearl.provisionrx.com. Cardholders saved up to 60% and sometimes more at over 60,000 participating pharmacies nationwide. Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Dominick's, Bartels are just a few of the stores on a long list. Your Provision Rx pharmacy discount card is absolutely free. No charge to you whatsoever. To get your free card today, go to my website, robinearl.provisionrx.com, and immediately print out your card. Last month, cardholders saved up an average of over 35%. That equates to thousands of dollars Americans are saving on their prescription drugs. So print your free card now at robinearl.provisionrx.com. For more information, please call me, Robin Earl, at 847-881-1970. Again, that's 847-881-1970. Pharmacy discounts are not insurance and not intended to replace insurance, and the discount is only available at participating pharmacies.